DFW Mobile Show.
Dex.
Patrick, how are we doing this morning?
Doing good. Just making my way to my first stop.
See ya.
Andrew, hope you're having a good start to your day also.
Good morning, Andrew. You're a little bit early this morning.
A little bit. I might be a little bit earlier than that, but, you know, it is what it is. I like hitting that snooze button.
Pulling that overtime.
If we'll have to work this Saturday or not, or when the next one we got coming up. B-Shift worked our Friday night, so that's their Saturday. So right now, both shifts have worked one Saturday so far this year, so we'll see what happens. So how was y'all's weekend?
Quick.
I had to run to Anderson for a minute on Saturday, but that was it.
Never last long enough, but it was a good one. We took the boys skiing, and all of them did really good. We come home no injuries, so that's a positive.
Skiing at?
Sugar Mount. A ski resort.
Been up there, but I've heard a lot about it.
We're busy after lunch, which, you know, I wasn't skiing because I never have. And we're just sitting in the lodge watching the lines just kept getting longer and longer to get on those lifts. Crazy how long people, you know, 10, 15 minutes to get on a lift. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it looked like a really long line to me.
I assume that's just like an amusement park. The worst part about it is waiting in the long lines.
So, but you can tell all the people, I guess, showed up to either do a half day or do the twilight, which is the half day in the evening. Because it got busy after about 12:30. When all that starts. About the hamvention, man, I'd love to go to that.
It's fun to go at least one time.
Yes, one. Go and I think it's Ham Radio 2.0. He was showing off the backpack that they have. It's called the Explorer, but they're coming out with a newer version of it. They did have a few of them at Hamcation, and I was like, well, that'd be pretty neat.
Anything about that yet?
4.2.0, it's just a backpack with kind of folds open, I guess, and just has little compartments for every little thing. And not really neat. I mean, I can see using it for radio stuff. You can just kind of fold it open and jump on the radio. Camper on down there.
It's a long way to go. Find it online, saving that money.
That's very true.
Great looking at places to go camping down by the beach this summer. Go back down to Hunting Island sometime. She saw a couple of spots were open in August, but man, it's going to be hot.
A trip the end of July to go down there and stay. The boys have their church beach retreat. I think they leave on a Friday. I told the wife we could leave on Saturday. That way we'd have Saturday night and Sunday night. We'd have 2 days all to ourselves and then just pick the boys up at the beach. And they can stay the rest of the week with us.
Spot. Yeah, down there. Is it Lakeview?
Lake Campground.
Watching that 1883, that kind of like prequel for the Yellowstone. Man, them people that were headed west, they had it rough.
Go.
Really written well.
No, I hadn't seen it.
Our series.
23 is also a good one.
Be next on the list soon as we get through with this one. To keep track of everything if we do it the way it happened, right?
That's the only downside. Kind of glad I'm not going to ham caging because I get to sleep in on Saturday. Might be able to stay in bed till 7 or 7:30. We haven't been able to do anything because we've either sold the Boy Scout camp cards or we've been going somewhere and doing something else, like the skiing trip this last weekend.
What you mean, it seems like something's going on every weekend here next month or two.
Everybody's got their hand out. I don't know what it is about December and January, and it's just like, oh, goodness. You got to play catch-up in February.
Farm equipment auction Saturday, but I didn't buy anything. Everything was going too expensive.
Equipment, Patrick?
I mean, there was gates, yard art, tractors, equipment, trucks, electric bicycles. I mean, it was a range of everything. But I don't know. Things were just... Everything I looked at was within 10% of what you could buy it new for online. And I'm like, man, I'll just pass on that. Because there's no warranty there, so you don't know if it works or not.
I'm buying used stuff that's not far off from the list price.
The way it is at ham case.
If you look around, you can find some deals at those ham fest. And guys, I'm making a pit stop here, so I'll be back in just a minute. KO4HX.
KO4CF.
GFW.
KO4CF.
Morning, guys. Enjoy a warm one. What, just heard 70? Good. Bring it on. Looking forward to it. Be a good day. W4FCM.
Hey, I'm ready. If it's not going to stay cold, let's just bring on the heat.
It'll snow. Might as well go ahead and get warm, which I'm not really sure I want 70-degree weather, but might as well bring it on.
It's been 80 today, right? At least the mid-70s.
I'm in the 70s. And Saturday, I think it was right around 37 all day until the sun kind of came out.
Time since we've been up that way. I think we went to Beach Mountain. We were just doing the snow tubing thing, but it wasn't a real good course for the snow tubing.
Yeah, I'm tubing at Sugar, but my oldest son, he was going too, and he ended up hurting his knee at church. He couldn't go. He's been limping for almost 2 weeks now. So keep telling the wife it's about time to take him to the doctor, but she won't do it. And, but yeah, so I opted not to go tubing this time.
When it quits hurting?
Yeah, I'd definitely like to go back up there and go. But I don't want to do it when I've got the responsibility of trying to keep up with all the boys.
And it's going to be hard to explain a broken leg, isn't it? That ankle, so it ain't going to let me ski anyway.
That's fun, too.
Brother... And then one of his sons and girlfriends and that went up to, I guess, somewhere in West Virginia for about a week.
I wanted to go up to Winter Place, but it's really none of the adults wanted to drive, you know, 5 hours. What we did last year was go up and they stay at the Summit Bechtel Reserve, which is a big Boy Scout camp in West Virginia, and then stay overnight there and then drive over to Winter Place. I mean, it's nice accommodations. You're in almost a little small hotel, I guess, and nobody really wanted to drive that far this year. And then the parking lots, I'm going to lose the signal to this building. So y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you either later today or tomorrow morning. So have a good one. KO4, see ya. And I'll be clear on your final 7-3.
Have a good day. We'll catch you tomorrow. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day. KO4HK. Looking at taking your first camping trip.
The first one is scheduled for around Easter time, but we're not dragging the camper. It would just be, you know, loading up probably the Jeep with some stuff, headed up that way, up by the daughter.
cut it in the heart to go to one of them Jellystone campgrounds.
With a lot of events for the kids and stuff like that.
I didn't see a KOA either, so can't tell you firsthand on that either.
And at their cabins, because it's, you know, usually I can pick one up for about $80 a night, which is a lot cheaper than the motel. The banks, it was like $120 a night, but the little tiny home slept six.
Probably a quarter to half what a motel room cost.
They had decent little events and stuff like that. They were having, I guess, last month was Chuck Hatteras. They had they were going to have bands and big food trucks and all kinds of stuff. So they have quite a few events. You just got to look online, you know, to find out when they are.
Look into them a little more.
Outer Banks was nice because it was, you know, 200 yards to the beach or 200 yards to the sound, you know, so it was nice.
Or in it?
For the campers, they had, a lot of them had full hookups. Some of them just had power, you know, and you had to use the dump station when you were done, but I mean, they have all kinds of shower houses and all kinds of things to rent. You can even rent you one of them shirts up on stilts.
I just wondered if the little cabins had power in them.
Usually the one we stay at, they have different grades. Like, usually the one we stay at in Kentucky has power, usually a little mini fridge, and then they'll have like a queen bed and then two bunk beds as their minimum one.
I assume you're not going to just stay in there, so you're going to go do something. That's the whole point in it anyway.
And then they got some that, you know, they got a full kitchen or they got a full bathroom or something like that, you know, to sleep a few more people. And then, but like you said, you know, you're not going to spend a ton of time in there usually. I made this trip up here to Spartanburg. I never really noticed. There's like some kind of factory there. 85 and 26, I can see the cooling tower steam.
Overlook certain things like that, and then all of a sudden notice them.
Camping up there with the daughter, I'm supposed to be bringing back a dog with me for somebody else that Susan works with.
Bring back.
Kind of like a Jack Russell mix. It's a sweet little dog, but he's wide open.
Yeah, I can imagine so.